present. 2:32 in the morning. Where are you? You should be in bed with me. Hello? Hello? No one's in the bathroom. Hello? Oh, the car's still here. Is that you? If you're trying to scare me or jump out, I really wouldn't appreciate it. Where are you? What? Is there a light? Yeah, that is a light. What are you doing in the pool house? Oh my God, it's chilly out here. Hello? Hey, what are you... Oh my... What are you... I'm sorry. No, wait, why am I... What? Are you playing with yourself? Okay, look. Hold on. Just... Hold on a second here. Look, nothing. I was looking for you. I opened my eyes and you weren't next to me in bed. And I was just wondering where you were. And the more I looked around the house, I was just starting to get worried. And well, wait a minute. Why am I explaining myself? What are you doing out here? Okay, look. Let's just both calm down, okay? Let's just... both calm down for a second and let's just be adult about this. Is it okay if I come sit next to you? Okay. Look, I'm not gonna be one of those wives that's gonna give you a hard time. I understand that you have needs and I understand that those needs come at really odd times. I get it. But am I not making myself available to you enough? I mean, I'm just curious. Okay. So you're happy with my availability. I know I try to keep myself in shape and everything, and I think I'm doing a good job. Am I not? Oh, okay, good. So you are happy with me there. Well, then I'm just kind of curious why you wouldn't wake me up and, you know, ask for some pleasure. What do you mean it's not that? I don't understand. Look, you're getting frustrated, and clearly it's because you're probably still excited underneath that pillow you're covering yourself with. Are you excited? Can I take a look? You can... release the pillow. You don't have to hold it so tightly. Let me just look. You are excited. You are hard. Really hard. Look at. I can't even squeeze down on you. Look. Why should I be mad? Look, clearly you were out here taking care of business because you didn't want me to know. Unless you were FaceTiming somebody that I should be concerned about, I don't know that I really should be mad at you. I know we've been working a lot and maybe we haven't had that much. It's not that either. Oh, what is it? Well, let's start with this. Why don't you show me what you were looking at? Okay, so those just look like normal, actually just normal pictures of girls. In fact, so you weren't looking at porn? Oh, you weren't. Wait, these pictures are a little too normal. I mean, yeah, some of those outfits are a little revealing, but oh, these are supposed to be office girls. Okay, then, yeah, they're definitely too revealing. And I mean, those heels, really. Who's gonna work in heels like that at the office? And what? What do you mean that's what you're talking about? I don't put down girls, do I? Oh, I think I understand. So you think I ridicule things that you find attractive? But I thought you found me attractive and the things that I wear attractive. I mean, you always call me your little love bug. Your little pookie. Well, okay. Why don't you just show me some other stuff that you find attractive? Wait, do you have those videos saved on your account? Oh, no, you're just searching. Okay. Oh, my. Wait, those are sex workers on the street, right? Oh, my God. How are they not arrested for practically being naked like that? And look at those platform heels. How can you even walk? Those are the things you wear, like, at strip clubs, right? And plus, they'll end up giving you sciatica problems and knee problems. And eventually, you're probably going to end up with a bunion from just... What do you mean, there I go again? Okay, I think I see what the problem is. So does it make you angry at me that I ridicule fantasy outfits that you find attractive? Oh, good. But it's a turnoff. So I turn you off. Does that mean you're not attracted to me? Okay, let's do this. Why don't you show me something you'd like me to wear? Or something you would like to see on me? Well, I don't know. Start with like lingerie. Okay, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, oh, that's definitely different from what I wear. But, no, I like it. It's actually cute. The embroidery on the bra and the panties are really, really cute. And wait, is the lace see-through? So you'd be able to see, like, my nipples through the bra and... Well, yeah, I guess it's doesn't matter since it's going to be underneath my clothing. And okay, I see. I think I understand now. Yeah, I would totally be into wearing that for you underneath my clothing. I mean, no one's going to know it's there except for you. And if it excites you, I'll wear it. But show me something else, like, that you would want to see on me. Oh, wow. That's, like, where would I even wear something like that? I mean, it's barely even a top. Okay, open-minded. Yes, you're right. Okay, I guess... If I'm being open-minded, it is a cute little top, and it does look cute the way it ties in the front. And if I had the red bra underneath, it would definitely pop out the top and show. But it leaves my whole midsection completely exposed. Do you think that would look sexy on me? Oh, you think I have the perfect stomach for something like that? You're so sweet. That is so nice of you to say. I'm liking this, actually. So show me something else. Hey, that's a cute tube top. I would wear that for you, too. Oh, that's a skirt. Oh, wow. That means that if I wore that, the sides of the panties would kind of stick out on the top. Yeah. And then, from behind, the little string part that would be going into my ass would kind of be poking out the top of the skirt, don't you think? Oh, you're liking that. And then, I mean, it barely leaves anything to the imagination with the bottom of my ass poking out slightly from underneath the skirt. And not to mention, from the front, I wouldn't even be able to sit down without doing a full reveal. Are you playing with yourself under the pillow? Here, let me do it for you. Yeah. show me something else you would like to see on me. Wow. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I would even be able to stand up in those shoes, but I think they would make my legs look like they go for miles. I think they would give my ass a certain lift to it. And I think if I took small enough steps, it would probably make me walk in a very dainty and very sexy way. And wow, you're really liking this. I think I understand now. I think I understand what you need from me. So, how can we remedy our situation? Oh, where are you going? What is that? Yeah, that's where we keep the pool towels. Wait, how long has that box been in there? A few months. Well, what do you have in there? An outfit? An outfit for me? Why haven't you ever given it to me? It's not an outfit that can be worn out. Well, then why would you get it? Okay, fine. Here, hand me the box. I'll tell you what. You take a seat right there, and I'll go into the changing room and put this on, and then I'll come out. Okay, I'm coming out. I'm a little nervous. This is not something I have ever worn before, and if I'm being honest, I was actually struggling with figuring out how to put this outfit on. There's just so many little stringy ties for the top and the panties. I mean, if you could even call them tops and panties. Oh, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. Look, anyway, how do I look? Your silence says it all. For the first time in my life, when I asked you how I look and you don't say a thing, I love it. Well, because even though there are no words coming out of your mouth, your little friend down there has just told me exactly how you think that I look. He is standing tall and he looks like he's ready to play. Maybe I should have you be naked from now on when I ask you how I look. Your little body is much more honest with me then. sometimes you are. You know, I'm only calling him your little buddy, but goodness, you seem so excited. What would you like me to do? What? Go outside like this? Well, yeah, I know it's just in the backyard, but what if our neighbors see? Well, how do you know they're asleep? Okay, but what if they hear? I don't know. That's a bit much for one night, don't you think? I mean, what if they catch us and then we become like the neighborhood perverted couple or the joke of the neighborhood? Well, yeah, I know we're married and married people do adventurous things, but I don't know, I'm just, what if, okay, stop with the what ifs, I get it, but okay, I'll go outside. Right here by the pool house. Are you gonna open the door for me? Now watch me walk out, okay? Oh, it's a little chilly out here, but no. You know, it's surprisingly not as cold as I felt when I came out with my robe earlier. What? I don't want to take the blouse off. Do I have to? Okay, fine. Well, why don't you take it off for me? Do I look better? Oh, you just wanted me in this little tiny bikini top. And so you like the way the little straps kind of crisscross across my cleavage and tie behind my neck, and how the other straps that go around my chest tie in the back. You like strappy things, don't you? I can see that. Your friend just got thicker and taller, even in this chilly weather. But I think what really does it for you is these tiny little patches that just cover my nipples, but leave the rest of my boobs completely exposed. Oh, that's driving you crazy, isn't it? Is this what you wanted, baby? You wanted me to be more adventurous with sexy outfits? Okay. What do you want to do now? You... Oh my goodness, our neighbors, they're gonna hear. Okay, okay, I'll walk around the pool. I can see how he gets turned on, but I don't know, it's asking, how was that? One more thing. Oh, how much more could you want me to do? I'm not going to walk out in the street like this. That would be too much. What? A back alley? No. Oh. You want me to walk along the side of the house as if it were a back alley? And do what? Stand there and look like a sex worker? Oh, exactly. Okay, I'm getting the hang of your little game. Okay, fine. Let's go. But you're walking with me this time. I don't want to twist an ankle or something. The pavement is a little uneven along the side of the house. Okay, so you just want me to walk down. I'm not going to go all the way because then that gets too close to this, to the gate, and I don't know, I just feel like someone might open the gate or something, and I know the gate is locked, but I don't know, it's just too close to the street, and this is new for me, so be patient. Okay, fine. Here I go. God, this is absolutely a very freeing experience. I wouldn't actually mind going this dark alley and walking this way for my husband. That would be kind of hot, actually. Hey, oh my god, that's such a bright light. What are you doing? Turn off that light. Turn that off. Why is he shining that flashlight on me? What are you doing shining that flashlight? Somebody could have seen me. Well, yeah, I know. There's no way they could have seen me, but they could have seen the light and wondered what's going on. Why did you point that bright flashlight at me anyway? You are such a pervert, aren't you? No, I like it. I like that you were imagining you were driving your car and the headlights of your car hit me as I was in the dark back alley, just walking and waiting to get picked up by a sexy stranger. Oh, that's really doing it for you, isn't it? Oh, wow. You just went right for my... Oh, you're starting to get me very aroused. You're good. Out here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally down for that. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I'm very turned on already. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just do it. Just... Oh, you just slid right in there. You've been planning this for a while, haven't you? Yeah, pick me up off the ground. These shoes are too noisy. Oh my god. The way you're pumping me. The way you're... I don't think you've ever been this hard before. I may just have to dress like this for you more often. Oh, you have more clothes hidden like this? Well, I'm open to wearing them for you. In fact, I wouldn't even mind going out somewhere wearing that for you. God, you're so amazing when you're so excited. Oh gosh, you're gonna make me come. I'm coming. Come with me, let's come together. Oh, wow. Oh. You're gonna have to help me walk inside the house. I don't think I can walk. No, even if I took these heels off, I don't think I could walk. And I don't think I want to take them off. I don't think I want this night to end.